Kinky Boots took home 6 2013 Tony Awards, the most of any show in the season, and now the National Touring Company is playing at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. Kinky Boots is the smash hit musical that brought together four-time Tony Award winner Harvey Fierstein, as well as Grammy Award winning rock icon Cyndi Lauper, who won a Tony Award for Best Score. Inspired by true events, Kinky Boots tells the story of Charlie Price, who is struggling to live up to his father's expectations and continue the family business of Price and Son. With the factory's future hanging in the balance, help arrives in the unlikely but spectacular form of Lola, a fabulous performer in need of some sturdy new stilettos, you know, Kinky Boots. Juan Torres Falcon plays an angel in the show. Juan, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Joe. So excited to be here.
Great to have you here. And Stephen Carrasco, if I'm saying that correctly.
You
Stephen
are.
Carrasco is the dance captain swing, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's a great pleasure to have you both on the program. Very nice to have you in
town. Thank you for having us.
How long have you been with the show now?
I've had a little bit of a shorter journey than Stephen has. We began rehearsals in August of last year, so we're nearing our anniversary mark. We opened on September 6th of last year in Las Vegas, and I was, you know, so lucky to get to be a part of the first cast of this company and rehearse with our director Jerry Mitchell and everyone in New York. But Stephen's journey is a little bit longer than mine.
I joined the Broadway company about a month after they opened, and I did the show on Broadway for about a year and 3 or 4 months, and then I left to do the tour, and I've been with the tour now since we opened in Las Vegas. So,
what is there any difference in the show from Broadway to what you bring from town to town?
No, it's still the same show. Book-wise and the experience is still the same. There's a couple tiny little differences I don't think anyone would really notice, just because of the requirements of touring and being able to jump from city to city. But other than that, no, the show is exactly the same, aside from the fact that it's a whole new cast. But that's also kind of one of the greatest parts about it, is that it's a whole new cast.
But for you, you were pretty much there from the beginning then.
Yes. Yeah, I was there. My first night in the show was the night all the Tony nominations were announced.
It
was incredible.
That's very nice.
It was amazing. Yeah. And I got to perform on the opening of the Tony Awards with the cast. And, you know, I got my picture on the cover of the art section of the New York Times. I mean, this show has been one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
So when you have new people come into the company, like Juan, how do you describe to them what they're about to experience?
Well, I think our director put it best. He kind of said to us all on the day one of tour rehearsals, he said, you don't get a lot of shows like this in your career. You don't get a lot of shows that not only are they fun and a really great time and good, but they're also incredibly well received. And you will feel that from the audience. So as long as you set them up on that foot, they're going to run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're going to take off. And they have. You know what I mean?
You know, it's always interesting. As the first national tour, we are the first company, we're the first group of new people to take this material and give it a second life, just a little bit of a new life, a new interpretation.
Sure.
And that can be very daunting to an actor, because you are inheriting the expectations of the Broadway company.
Right.
You have that. It's a backpack you're wearing on the first day of rehearsal. But Stephen, who essentially is my boss in many ways, you know, he oversees the dance and maintains the dance for the entire company, and he rehearses all of these new people. He and our director Jerry Mitchell and all of our associate choreographer and directors in New York, from day one, gave us so much freedom within the world of the show that it allowed us to play and bring ourselves while still maintaining this Tony Award Broadway package.
Right. You have to do what you have to do. You have to be at this place at this time, but how you get there is kind of up to you.
And truly, once you start going through the motions, it's one of those shows where it just brings itself out within you.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so well staged, it's so well crafted that you teach someone the words, the notes, and the steps, and suddenly it's alive, you know, and that's... It's special. It's very special.
I think you know, after a while, I think you get kind of jaded in looking at Broadway and especially musicals, where you see these superstars coming together, and you think to yourself, well, "Okay, well, on paper this looks great, but then how many times have you been burned where, guess what, it isn't?"
Yes.
And you think, "Oh, well, that's unfortunate. I wonder what went wrong. It seems like everything should be great. I mean, this, my God, this look at this person's talent." And when I first read about this show, I thought, well, God, I hope, you know, and of course there was the movie, and you think, oh, well, maybe this has great hope. And then within a week of it, I think in previews, everybody was just like screaming about how great it was.
Yeah.
And I think I saw it just about a week after it opened, and I just couldn't get over what an incredible show it was. And as you said, you can't really screw it up too much, because it's darn near perfect.
Yeah.
It is planned beautifully. Executed beautifully. The songs, the scenes have been beautifully crafted. And this isn't just another notch in Cyndi Lauper's belt, or our director, Jerry Mitchell, or Harvey Fierstein. This is just not another chance at winning a Tony. They genuinely get along as people, and getting to see that was interesting. So that's a part of the magic. And they got together to make something special. And they all, from our producers to the original Broadway company members and the creative team, they really cared about this piece. Yeah. And that's obvious. You know, that's what makes this not just another rock and roll jukebox musical that doesn't have that staying power.
Well, and it was a perfect storm. I mean, they drew on Harvey's experience as a playwright and what, you know, the successes he's had in his past works, to then create this, which is a little piece of his past works, but also he brought a new element and the contemporary time to it. And then Jerry's past work and Cyndi's past work in their fields, it ended up being a perfect storm. I don't know that they could ever recreate it, you know?
And no, I don't think, no.
But it's one of those shows where you just drink the Kool-Aid. You really do by the, you do.
You certainly do.
And
certainly
it's bright red, damn it.
It's very, very sweet. So hope if you're diabetic, do bring it. We have refrigerators in the back.
So it's, and what's wonderful about it is there's a great, I was just listening to the cast album, I don't know, maybe about a week ago, and I thought to myself, there is such diversity in the music. I mean, it's so beautifully presented, and I would think as performers, it gives you a chance to do a little bit of everything.
Well, Cyndi was amazing when she was writing it. Through the workshop process, she was working with the people who originated the roles of Lola and Charlie and Lauren.
Yeah.
And she sat down with Stark Sands, who played Charlie Price on Broadway.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you listen
great,
to?
By the way.
He's incredible.
Just amazing.
Oh. I mean, he deserved every ounce of that Tony nomination.
Absolutely.
She sat down with him and she said, who do you listen to? What kind of music do you like? Because she was writing not only for the show, but for him. You know, I mean, if he's the one going to be the one to bring her music to life, it has to be brought to life with an ounce of his passion inside of it. So she really wrote music in the spirit of what he listens to and what he loves. And that's why kind of each song in the show is, it's got a piece of Cyndi Lauper in it, but it's also got elements of music that she listens to and that her characters have listened to and her actors have listened to, because that's why she's a brilliant musician, because she writes not just for herself, but for, you know, the people she's writing for.
Right.
And every song is extremely evocative.
Yeah.
The moment I hear The Vamp Before Land of Lola, which is, you know, if you see the show, if anyone sees the show, it's the moment where you first see the six of us as the drag queens, and it's a really fun moment. The moment I hear the beginning of The Vamp, I'm in it. She's just able to summon something with her music. It's so seductive, and she's able to take you to a melancholy place and to a really ecstatic, happy place. And all she needs are the chords on her guitar.
Yeah.
And
that's a great way of putting it. Because there's that wonderful in the show where they're what I believe is called Charlie's soliloquy. And I think there's two or three of those where you get that sense, and it's very melancholy, and it's a real moment, and then all of a sudden it just bursts.
Yeah,
and that's really incredible.
I think that's something that separates her as a composer from a lot of other mainstream music artists who have attempted to create musicals on Broadway. She brings an aspect of storytelling and character to her music that sometimes takes a long time for a composer mm-hmm. to acquire that ability. And she was able to do it first time out the gate. I mean, that's incredible.
Now, yeah. I should note that besides all the wonderful cast you've brought to Schenectady, you know, the Kinky Boots themselves are pretty much stars of the show, aren't they?
Are. They are.
And you were nice enough to bring a pair of Kinky Boots.
Yeah. These are the signature red Kinky Boots. Yes.
This is these are beautiful, incredible boots. And for those of you watching us on the web stream, you can see them. For those of you listening to us only on the radio, you will just have to imagine them. But I just want to say our news director, Ian Pickus, put on the Kinky Boots before the interview. Juan got to fit him for them, and at some point during the fitting, I thought Juan was going to have to ask Ian to cough. But
as I said when I was fitting them, I didn't realize I was going to get so close to someone's inseam this early in the
morning. Good morning.
But Ian was a very good sport, and if he likes to try them on again, I'm more than happy to assist.
Yes, it seemed from the looks of things that he was enjoying himself.
Yes. His cheeks were about as red as the boots.
Well, sure. You can read into that whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
But,
so
these are pretty much what you wear. You are the one who wear them, sir.
Yeah, so I get to don these 8 times a week. You know, people always ask about how did we learn to dance in heels, and I don't really know that there is such a thing as learning to dance in heels. I think it's just learning to dance in this particular pair of shoes.
Yes.
But of okay. all, but I will say that of all the heels in the show, you know, we're 5 or 6 pairs. These are the Kinky Boot is the easiest one to wear.
Yes.
They provide the most support because since they are thigh high. And
yep, they go built, right up there.
Right up there. They are thigh high and built for us. There are over 12 measurements taken from heel all the way up almost to the hip to assure that they're a perfect fit. They provide so much support around the ankle and leg as opposed to any other kind of heel.
Well, that's what surprised me. Yeah, there is a lot of support there.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And they're custom made for us completely.
Sure.
They can take into consideration our toe box, the instep, the length of the toes, the heel, what's the most comfortable. They are. I wouldn't say they're sneakers. They're definitely not like walking around in a pair of sneaks, but they are comfortable and made truly to withstand the weight of these 6 big guys wearing
and doing
the heels 8 shows a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what Juan is trying to say is that we're cheating because ours are custom made.
Yes,
and
exactly.
We're cheating. These are not off the rack. Here.
They're not exactly from your adult store down the block.
Yeah,
but you still have the heel. I mean, you still mm-hmm. have the. I mean,
yes.
With all of that, there's still the heel.
Yes, but it's very cleverly designed because there are some allusions to these boots that a lot of people don't realize upon first glance. For example, there's a platform hidden in the front.
Yes,
on these particular pair of boots, they're not hidden. You can see the platform.
Yeah,
which makes the heel in the back a little bit shorter.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
The fabric on the heel continues up over the actual heel of the shoe. Onto the Achilles, which gives the illusion that the heel is higher from the stage than it actually is.
Also awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that. So they look at these and they see, oh my goodness, how is that person walking in 7-inch shoes?
But that's...
Absolutely.
Take credit, man.
We do take credit. We do. But they're.
If you're trying to say we're amazing, yes, we are.
You are amazing performers who dance in these things.
Hey, my mom agrees.
Yeah, she tells me every day.
Yeah. No, it was very interesting to put them on for the first time because it was just the anticipation, of course, you know.
How many pairs do you go through?
You know, we've been pretty lucky. They really do hold up. It's about maintenance more so than replacement.
Isn't that true for all of us?
For everything. For everything.
Do your crunches.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Yes, ask Dr. Right. Herman at Miami Plastic Surgery. He'll tell you the same about me. wonderful man. No, but truly, you know, it's never the boot has to be replaced. It's never this catastrophic
sure.
thing. But as with anything, normal wear and tear. I, for example, experienced a couple of weeks ago where the zipper that pulls up all the way, it just split over the ankle. So the zipper has to be replaced.
Sure.
You know, the heel caps.
Heel grips on the bottom of the shoes.
Exactly. Yeah. All these things are a part of keeping them performance ready. And our wardrobe team, they're spectacular. We travel
With three people.
The head of wardrobe, Susan Malone, and she's in charge of keeping these boots not only safe for us, but also looking beautiful. So it's the painting, the filling in little scratch marks. I mean, it's a full, she's working like a detail job on these. They're like a 57 Corvette, you know.
Yeah.
She's really maintaining them with that level of specificity.
And that's the other thing, is it's a beautiful show to watch. I mean, it really is gorgeous.
And it still looks beautiful, even after we've been doing it over 300 times now, just our tour alone. So it's, and that takes quite a bit of maintenance, and Susan is incredible. Susan and her entire team.
Because, of course, at the heart of the show, there's this wonderful story. But on top of all of that, there's a lot of sequins and glamour and, you know, fur and everything else. And that all has to be maintained. And people are expecting to see the same show that opened in September. And that's the day, you know, the daily reparations on all these costumes, replacing the sequins, the zippers, making sure that everything looks spectacular. And it truly does. I mean, it's something very special to see in person.
Well, it really is. And, we couldn't have asked for more than you guys coming in and bringing the kinky boots, other than perhaps a size 15 for me. But I guess that...
We'll put in the order.
I will put in the order.
When we come back to Proctor's.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's fine. it just seems like... are these leather?
Yes. Yeah, there's different kinds of leather, of course.
You don't have to kill that many cows just for me. Juan Torres Falcon plays an angel in the show. Stephen Kresko is the swing and the dance captain. And it's just a great pleasure to have you both here. Kinky Boots is playing at Proctor's through Sunday. And tickets are going quick, so get in there.
Yeah,
get in there.
Last night the audience was amazing, so I can't expect many tickets left.
It's going to be great. It's proctors.org for more information, proctors.org. Juan, Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.